You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Tomorrow is Yom Kippur. Greg, good morning, everyone. 11:07 a.m. and change on my Bacardo Jewelers watch here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Wednesday, October 1, 2025, 60 degrees and sunny outside. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and companies like his Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John, men we lost this year. Like Patrick McDonald, Dixon City, Robert Butch Jones, Larksville, Frank Zach, Taylor, Philip Zangy, Falls Township, Chuck Haynes, Jessup, and William Mitchell, Bear Creek Township. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Lining up guests in the middle. I tried to explain this to that goofball, Chris Kelly. This is why I don't like to have guests in the studio. Not only because he's odious, but because in the commercial, I've got to schedule things. I don't have an assistant. Yes, I have the Bulldog, and he makes everything sound and come to you sound-wise, audio-wise. But I don't have an assistant. I don't have production assistants, all of that. So I'm scheduling interviews during commercials. I cannot have someone with their bug eyes staring at me or have a discussion during the commercial. Just can't do it. So once again, Chris Kelly, and he's at a whatever. You're welcome to the show anytime. You have my email now, even though you pretended you didn't for about a year. You have my email, and you could have looked on the website. That's another story. But being the reporter you are, you're welcome on the program anytime. You tell me what you want to talk about, we'll talk about it. In any event, good lineup of guests tomorrow going into Friday. Somebody says, Bob, did you say my name? AJ yelling to Wilkes-Barre. Yes, I did. Congratulating you on that feat of just heroism while you were doing your job. And I saw it in the paper, AJ. And Tyler Carilla as well. You guys certainly saved lives. So, yes, I did say your name, AJ, and thank you for doing it. I'm a big DPW guy. We play, I'm telling you, no matter where I lived, and I have my friend Homer from the Dunmore DPW, he's given me two different shirts. I've got an orange summer shirt, and I'm not that inclined to wear the orange, but I do. Because, you know, that was the color jumpsuit I had to wear far too often. So orange is not one of my favorite colors. But then I've got a fluorescent yellow now with Dunmore DPW. And every Thursday or Friday, depending on the day, they're coming and getting my garbage. We play Stick Out Your Can. Here Come the Garbage Man. We love the DPW. And people have to think. I mean, these things don't just happen. These guys are out busting their tails. Last week, it was raining, and I mean hard at times. No, they're out there anyway, getting the job done. And that's a big deal. Believe me, it's a big deal. Try not having your garbage picked up for a little bit and tell me. Try not having those potholes fixed and tell me what you're thinking. Your sewers clean out. All the things they do. By the way, Mother Teresa, St. Teresa for October 1st. She says, if we really want to love, we must learn to forgive. Amen. It's just great. It's just, nobody could reduce life to its greatest wisdom in one sentence. Like St. Teresa. Her goodness was her greatness. And it was so deep and so much a part of her, and she lived it fully with total sacrifice that I know I'm just in awe of her every day. And thank you, Mary Regina, for sending that in. It's a big deal. It really is. Oh, AJ says, myself, me and Tyler will give you a shirt. I'd love a Wilkes-Barre DPW shirt. I have my Wilkes-Barre cop shirt from my son. And by the way, I'll point out I only have one. Now, Cutie, she washes everything constantly. I can wear the same shirt every day of the week. It would be clean. And anyway, somebody says, Paige Cognetti gets away with lying over 90% of what she says because of the liberal media. Well, let's put it this way. They don't have time on TV. Let's give them a little leeway. Although Channel 16 is left wing. At least the managers of the news are. They refused to fact check her. And so did the morning show. They just ignored the fact that the big mediocre bill wasn't even in effect when she was on the radio here lying. Yes, it's so obvious that Mayor Cognetti's incompetent for any political position because she has to hire a panel of advisors on the taxpayer's dime to do anything. I know. She actually, and this is as nuts as it sounds. It's actually worse than the bid rigging on the Kapaus Avenue splash pad. It's actually worse than the pool not being built at Naog. It's actually worse than the possibility that she doesn't even live in the city. And it's actually worse that our streets are like Fallujah when she's got $69 million handed to her. It's unbelievable. But she actually hired as a delay tactic, but also for people who will now make contributions to her, hired a consulting firm to pick a consulting firm. Yes, that actually happened. That's how bad it is. It's unbelievable. And I'm a City of Scranton resident, so I'm suffering. Big Lou, I mean, thank God it's a four-wheel drive. I could drive the streets of Scranton. And the street I live on is a catastrophe. Maybe intentionally, by the way. That's what I'm told by fairly reliable sources. She ain't paving your street. That's what I was told from someone who would know. And I'm like, wow. Well, when I saw the bid rigging for a political opponent against a political opponent, I said, well, okay, that makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of pettiness in City Hall. Somebody asking, apropos of nothing, whatever happened to your favorite caller, Frank from Wilkes-Barre? I don't know, but I can't let him on all the time. I really can't. And really, I don't mind the insanity. I don't mind the Trump derangement syndrome. But he made this insane accusation. This was the beginning of the end. I put him on subsequently, but it's just... He made the insane statement, a complete lie, which is his entire phone calls. That's all his phone calls. They're all lies. He made the statement that Trump killed those kids that were killed at that camp in Texas, that were drowned. And enough. I can't have it. You know, we could have all the fun you want. But when you go mentally ill on me, I can't do it. That's why I was saying, like a person like Chris Kelly wants to come in. He's got a mental problem. He's got issues, serious issues. I'm not going to have him in the studio. He's not going to do it. Oh, lordy, lord. Anyway, let's go to, what do we got here? Mike and Duryea. Hey, Mike.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm great.
I gotta inform the audience out there. I have two members of my family, young kids that have mild autism. But anyways,
the scourge of our day, boy, oh boy.
Well, what happened to me was that next door to me, I'm in Derry. I have a house, but next door to me, my neighbor sold her house. And she was proud to say that she got $300,000 for the house. Then she kind of gloated and she said that Beacon Specialty Services had bought the house. Now I researched Beacon and it turns out, and I talked to the guy who cuts the grass hired by Beacon, these people have older autism patients that they're being taken care of. I didn't know this. So what I'm saying is that if now in one in 12 kids nowadays, young kids have autism, we're going to be paying for adults in the future with autism. Yeah. Now, I think Tylenol, whoever makes Tylenol, should be responsible. I cannot believe that Beacon is making this much money on the state of Pennsylvania. They're supplying, which is okay, I guess, if you want to take
the services,
care of these people.
There's no doubt about it. The service is needed, and
oh no, I don't want to get into that. I understand that.
Yeah, but Mike,
I understand it.
Mike, the one thing, and I wanted to get your reaction, given that you did. You say you have an autistic child?
No. I don't. I know. I'm not older than that. What I'm saying is that I know two members have mild form of autism.
Well, so there's got to be. And the one thing I was disappointed with. I'm happy they're doing something.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about how.
Well, let me finish my sentence, Mike. We do this right, every time you call in.
I know, but you're jumping off the ship here a little bit.
Well, I'm jumping. Well, Jim, it's my ship, or Mike, it's my ship. So I'm staying on the ship. I'm keeping you on the on point.
Well, now, throw me in the dinghy.
This. The Trump administration is attacking the problem, but I was surprised at RFK. Trump simplifies everything and overpromises all the time. But I was surprised at RFK saying, we're going to find and tell you the cause of autism. Well, it's not Tylenol alone. It could be 20 things. It could be 30 things.
For example, I mentioned about that bridge in Scranton, that train bridge. I drove on it the other day, and the rusted beams are still there, and every cars are going underneath it. Now, if I told you don't walk under that bridge because it might fall down when a train goes over it, don't walk under the bridge.
Yeah.
I'm saying, so the same thing with Tylenol. If I tell you don't take Tylenol, and these idiot women are taking them, I don't know if they're
on
sugar
video.
Pills they're taking.
On video. Huh? Insane.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, I don't know if they're, but they're gloating that Tylenol, I'm taking Tylenol when I'm pregnant. All right, you know, that's crazy. I mean, to me, yep. If somebody said don't chew gum because you might lose your teeth, you know, it's up to you. I mean, you know, don't chew gum. What I'm saying is that don't walk under the bridge. If I say it's going to fall down, maybe.
Yep.
But I'm saying is that I get back at the Beacon. I cannot believe our taxpayers are paying that much for this company. The owners of Beacon are making so much money on the taking care of autism patients. I mean, that's fine.
By the way, but somebody pointing out, Mike, that Beacon is a new name for Keystone City Resources that I guess went bankrupt or went out of business.
Whatever. Yeah. What I'm saying is that the public in Pennsylvania, the taxpayers are going to be paying well into the future because these young kids have autism, 1 in 20, whatever it is. You know, now in the future, we're going to have all these, you know, when the parents die and these older autism patients need to be taken care of, which is fine. But now, something's got to be done. We can't have Beacon up houses in residential areas and whatever and having two patients in there and having four people cooking for them and throwing a ball to give them exercise. What I'm
Let
saying
us
is
hope.
That,
Let us hope that RFK and the Trump administration go after all the potential causes of
you
autism.
You got this.
Because it's
you
a
got
horrible this. Scourge. Mike, we got to go, my man. But thank you.
Goodbye.
And I'm happy you brought up the point because the point's important. The explosion of autism and attacking it because it's the substances we eat. It's things in the environment. It would not be beyond my thoughts that it is not beyond my thoughts that this chemtrail thing is part of it. Believe me, there's a lot going into the autistic crisis in the United States, and it's got to be dealt with, and thank God they're at least starting. I'm overpromising, but starting. We'll take a break and be back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Styx. Murph says this date, 1979, they released their hit, Babe. And before that, Disney, 1971, Disney World. There was Disneyland in California, Los Angeles area. But then this was a whole new, everything they couldn't do in L.A., in California, they did in Florida, including their own district. And then over the decades, the company went woke and insane. And now we've got princesses with mustaches in Disney World. I don't think I'll give them my money again. I truly don't. I really don't think I will. Because they do not support any kind of values that I prescribe to. Subscribe to. They just don't. It's an awful company run by lunatics. And they're making indoctrination movies instead of entertaining people anymore. Somebody texts in, Bob, stop pothole Paige Cognetti. We fill every pothole in the city. 2 advisors per pothole minimum. Take it or leave it. Bob and the taxpayers must also pay for the measuring tapes. Take it or leave it. I know. Somebody texts it in. You don't want to make light of this, but it's funny. I've always wondered why I was such a dummy. It's because my mom took Tylenol. What a relief. Somebody else says, as it's getting closer to election day, I'm waiting for Mayor Cognetti to run ads and go on the morning show with the claim that she was the one to bring Dunder Mifflin to Scranton. Yeah, I know. Somebody says, did you ever notice the morning show never challenges anything you say negative about them? They know that they're wrong. LTS says Rich the Courier. Well, I would subscribe to that. Somebody else says, Bob, AJ from Wilkes-Barre, our newly minted hero, is also the pothole guy. He fills them all. Fascinating. Another, Wendy from Taylor says, Bob, you may also know, or people may also know, that Allied Services, which receives significant government funding, has residential homes outside their campus. My husband's childhood home was purchased by them nearly 25 years ago. I believe they have 3 handicapped adults living there who have round-the-clock care. And we need it. We really need it. It's a tough malady. And it's got so many forms. And it's so frustrating for the parents. That's why I love Trump. I think you guys understand that. I love his policies. I love all of the efforts they are making on so many fronts, including the health front. But again, when RFK promised, we're going to give you the reason for autism, and all they came up with was Tylenol, I was beyond disappointed. And I tell you again, it's the dyes, and he's attacking all on all these fronts, by the way. It's the garbage in our food chain, it's the garbage in our vaccines and our medicines that either make it cheaper or that are just a lazy way to do it, whatever the product may be. It could be the chemtrails above us that are falling down. It could be so many things, but it's probably a combination of things. As one of our great listeners said, it could be like the original Batman movie, and I mean the Jack Nicholson one, the Tim Burton one, where it was a combination of products, which by themselves would be fine, but they're coming together. That's probably the best answer. They're coming together, and so many people are exposed to multiple things, and that's causing the explosion in autism. But we've got to attack it on every front. Somebody else could be microplastics. Amen. There's a lot to do. Somebody joking, they're not autistic anymore, they're Tylenol Americans. Somebody said, Bob, LTS, you hit on this the head, this whole halftime show, Bullsmith. I didn't get to it yet, but thank you for giving me credit. I haven't watched the NFL since they started their kneeling crap. It hit them in the wallet. Give the NFL the Bud Light treatment, says Frank on the pipeline. Frank, I don't disagree with you. This silly halftime show, I saved the, and I didn't get to it until just now, so thank you. The Babylon Bee. This is NFL hoping to win back conservatives with Super Bowl performance by Spanish-speaking man in a dress. Yeah. You just... Walter Goodell is a disease. He's a woke disease trying to affect the country when we're just trying to watch football. And my executive producer, Mr. Pauly, does not watch the NFL because of this insanity. Jay-Z, hey, very happy for your success. But you are no moral arbiter, and the entertainment that the NFL studs itself with is disgraceful and idiotic and has nothing to do with its audience. They despise their audience. People like me that love football, that want to watch people hit each other, and the unique ballet that is football. Yeah. What's the guy's name? I don't know. It's just a joke. Yeah, hoping to win back conservatives by having a performance of a Spanish-speaking dude in a dress. Unbelievable. All right. We're over, but we got to go to this break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back with our veterans tribute and the weather and, as they say, more.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you go to the Bloomsburg American Legion, they've got a beautiful, I don't know if you'd call it a courtyard or what, and there's a stone that says, "What is a veteran?" I add a little bit in here, but it says a veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, peacetime or wartime, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. And our Veterans Tribute this hour, as in every hour, this day, as in every day, brought to you by John Basiliga and his great Basiliga Hospitality, featuring incredible bar restaurants like the Far Street Tavern in West Scranton, the Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township, the Queen City Tavern in Oliphant, the finest of fine dining like Aterra 519, downtown Scranton, and timeless elegance at the Stegmeyer Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. Charles Chuck Haines Jessup. He was only 73 when he died September 17th. He had a lengthy illness he suffered from. He was born in Dunmore, son of the late Mike and Sally Haines, a graduate of Dunmore High School. After graduation, he honorably served in the United States Army as a specialist fifth class for 11 years before dedicating the remainder of his career to construction. Surviving Chuck Haines is his wife of 30 years, Mary Ann. His daughter, Lisa, son-in-law, Mark and Duryea, granddaughters, Arielle and Marissa Kuchwara. Great-grandchildren, Eva and Luca, nephews, and other family members. Charles Chuck Haines. William Mitchell, he was 94. We lost him September 16th. He was from Bear Creek Township. Born in the Miners Mills section of Wilkes-Barre. He grew up in the city and attended city schools, including James M. Coughlin High School, where he was on the football team. He then joined the United States Army during the Korean War and was stationed with the legendary 109th Field Infantry in Okinawa, Japan, until honorably discharged. When he returned home, he found work in the coal mines as a miner and as a milk delivery driver for Pervin Dairy. In 1967, William opened his own business, the Bear Creek Nursery. The nursery began doing so well in a short time, he opened two other businesses, Bear Creek Ski Shack and Bear Creek Garden Center. Know those businesses well. He married the former Louise Hayes, and together they raised four children. They resided in Bear Creek Township for a lifetime. He loved hunting, fishing, skiing, traveling. Member of the Bear Creek Lions Club and the Pennsylvania Landscape and Nursery Association. He was preceded in death by his loving wife, Louise, tragically by daughter, Leanne, and son, Kenneth. Surviving, however, are his sons, William Jr. in Bear Creek, Thomas in Bear Creek, grandchildren, brothers, and other family members, including his sister, nieces, nephews. William Mitchell. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. What does that mean? I guess that means it's time for the weather. Storm Tracker, and it was nothing we could do anything about, right? Storm Tracker 16 forecast for meteorologist Joe Snediger. Today, mostly sunny and cooler. 68 degrees. It's 62 as I speak outside the studios. Tonight, clear skies down to 43. And I am begging Chauncey. I take him out before I go to bed. I take him out. Don't make me go out and 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning again. Thursday, sunny, 70 degrees. Friday, sunny, 72. And don't give me the stuff that the cutie gives me. You wanted the dog. I didn't request that he wants to get out and check out the neighborhood at 2 in the morning. Somebody says, and I don't know if they're kidding. They texted in. I asked Paige Cognetti, why don't you listen to the Bob Cordaro show? She told me I would, but it's dark outside when he's on the air. Now, that can mean a lot of things if it's true. It actually could be funny. Somebody says, I left Scranton once they wanted my tax dollars to remodel the Hotel Casey. If I come back to visit, can I get a room there? No, you can't. Haven't followed Scranton news over the years. But across the street where the great Hotel Casey was, there's a Hilton. There's also downtown a Radisson. Two great hotels. So you can stay right there in the heart of things and check out our great little city, which I point out again, ask any developer, ask any business person, and I haven't found one to contradict me yet. What they've done in the last 5 years, they've done despite Mayor Cognetti. And against Mayor Cognetti, all the great developments that have happened. She either can't be found or she opposes it because you ticked her off about something. Or you're not a supporter of hers. Or you're conservative. This is what I hear from everybody. And when you see the bid rigging situation on Kapaus Avenue splash pad, you get it. There's retribution in this left-winger's heart. Drive down my street. Mayor Paige Cognetti count over 1,000 potholes in the city of Scranton, called FEMA, NASA, and reported them as meteor strikes. Virtually, yeah. Bob, we grew up with glass bottles and paper bags. Then they were all considered bad for the environment. Then it was paper or plastic. Now it's paper or bring your own bag or just bring your own bag. Who caused all the confusion? The always confused liberals. Yep. Remember that? Oh, we got to switch to plastic. We're killing the trees. Now Wegman switches to, and by the way, those are multi-use bags. Most of them end up in the landfill. Okay. Let them disintegrate there. But the paper bags, you got to chop down a tree. And they're not very reliable. You try to pick 3 or 4 bags up at once, They always rip. Bob, what is the name about of the song and who sings it that you're playing in the background? Well, we play three of them. Bulldog, I'm sorry if I'm interrupting your party. What are the three songs we play for under the Veterans Tribute? Bulldog's having he's having a party next door. Has some kind of party going on. Go ahead, Bulldog.
Well, some gave
sorry
all.
To bother you now. Go ahead.
Some gave all from... Billy Ray Cyrus.
Mm-hmm. That's the 9:30.
Yes, yes. Let's see here. What's the other one here? The veteran song by the Allens
at 10:30,
mm-hmm. And then Mr. Red, White, and Blue by I guess it's Coffee Anderson.
And these were all listener suggestions. So that's the songs we play. We love them and. We'd played Gerard Mayer, had a great song, a great cover of a song. We played that. We played Soldier's Song. So we love it. We really do. But yeah, these people. Somebody says, Bob, I know you have no control over the commercials sponsored, but if I hear the Leaf Filter commercial one more time, you're going to hear me scream all the way inside the radio station building. You're right, I can't help it. And don't be turning the show off during the commercials, because that's why we're on. So he said, Bob, my neighbors probably think I'm nuts because I'm usually out with my dog at 12:30 or 1 a.m. also. She's a puppy too, and it is better than an accident in the house. I'm usually out in pajamas. Hope my neighbors aren't watching. Oh, well. LTS back at you. I mean, you're right. The accident. And you know, it's dark in the house. You can be stepping in it, too. So, it's you know, you can't do it. Somebody says, Bob, the oil prices seem to be going down every day. Any idea why gas prices, especially in this area, are so high? We've got a unique issue here, Northeast Pennsylvania, with gas prices. I don't know what it is, by the way. And then Pennsylvania has the second highest gas tax in the country after California. That's the other reason. Bloomberg Money Minute tells me Picardo Watch says it's $11.50. I never heard this song or about this band, but Murph found them because October 1st, 1990... Firehouse moved up to number 5 with their hit Love of a Lifetime. And that was Murph's wedding song the following year. And the marriages stay together and strong as hell. And that means it's a great song. Way to go, Murph. We're going to finish with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm sure I'll know the song. Yeah, I do know the song. Okay. Number 5 with their hit Scar Tissue. That's how we'll wrap it up today. We're already at that point. Isn't that crazy? By the way, Babylon B, it says Mormons respond to the attack. Remember the attack by the crazy, crazy man? By continuing to be amazingly kind to everyone. Amazing. Another sad. Man could have been profoundly moved by classic piece of literature if it had only contained a character of his exact race, sex, and socioeconomic class. Yeah, people like me. Ugh. Another Babylon Bee. Supporters asked Gavin Newsom to stop doing meth before posting on social media. And another, apropos of one of our listeners called in today, smart, this man joined the Mets so we could get the whole month of October off every year. Somebody asked, did Murph sing the song? I don't think so. He's at a next level of performance now. By the way, somebody pointed out there's a 20-cent difference on regular gas from Dunmore sheets to the Scranton sheets. I don't understand. Yeah, how about that? I don't understand it. I really don't. Someone else, instead of Mayor Cognetti hiring advisors and consultants, she needs to hire a bunch of auto adjusters to fix the damage to our vehicles for the street she refused to pave. Navy guy's shocked. I never heard of Firehouse. No, I didn't. Murph did. That's all that matters, though, Navy guy. Yeah, always remember the guys, the price of the gas you're paying for today is what they anticipate paying for their next load. So it makes a difference. Hey, we got to go. I'll mention our veterans one more time, though. Thanks to John Basiliga for bringing it to us. William Mitchell, Bear Creek Township. Chuck Haines, Jessup. Patrick McDonald, Dixon City. Robert Butch Jones, Larksville. Frank Zach, Taylor. Philip Zangy, Falls Township. Thank you to all of them. Thank you to their families. I mention again my friend, Dr. Michael Iluzzi. We lost him. And it bears repeating. Our two great DPW employees in Wilkes-Barre that they saved lives. A.J. Yellen and Tyler Carrilla. And then finally to mention, because my man, Mayor Jamie, was his boss back in the day. Dave Zankner retiring. Gotta love that guy. Now, Mark Wozniak, did I say Chili Peppers? I didn't say Red Hot Chili Peppers. Maybe I didn't. That's who's playing now. 1999, October 1st. Hey, we got to go. Gaveling to a close. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow for another meeting of the Club for Common Sense.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.